When you post your blessings on social media, who are you posting it for? Are you posting it for you and your family because you feel like people need to know? Or are you posting it because, in a sense, we want people to know we're doing well? You know, we have this need to get the approval of others or to get the admiration of others, or sometimes just to say, I'm accomplished, I'm achieving, I'm doing really well. And we do this about ourselves or our children, family members, and so on. And in keeping with the content of this week on my page, which is all about guarding your success, I want to share this with you. You have to be the guard at the gate of your success and your family members. You don't let anything in and you don't let anything out. Now, it might sound very cynical, but not everybody who likes your post on social media likes your post. Not everybody who is saying, well done, so proud of you, great job, babe, hashtag queen, is celebrating you. And you have to be so mindful of that when you post your kids and your children doing really well, and when you post the new car you've bought or your promotion. I don't know if any of you have had a plan and you posted it or you shared it only for that plan to be cut off before fruition because you were too early. You jumped the gun and you shared it. And people who don't want you to thrive because they may be bitter about their own circumstances are sending off energy that stops your blessings. It's my belief. It doesn't have to be yours. But I've learned through my life that it is important to guard your success. You don't need to share that stuff on social media with total strangers and family members and friends when you don't know what the intentions of other people are. You have to be the guard at the gate of your success. So when you're posting on social media, you need to be mindful that you've opened the gates and you are now allowing in bitterness, envy, jealousy, people who believe that you don't deserve it, that they do. They don't know how hard you worked, but they believe you don't deserve it. And you don't need that energy in your life. But if you were to close those gates, you keep it in-house, you will thrive, you will prosper, and you will continue to do well. Let me know what you think in the comments section. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.